Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Mommy Oyoyo is a platform for the modern African woman to talk about anything and everything related to motherhood in today's world. Join me, Berry Dakara, as we tackle the good, the bad, the ugly, the highs, the lows, the wins, the losses, and everything else in between. Mommy Oyoyo is your plug for real-life gists and experiences about being a mother, African style. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. It's your girl, Berry Dakara, the hostess with the mostest, as per usual. And today's episode, I believe, is episode 50. Did I say 50? See, I'm tired, guys. This is episode 75. And in this episode, I'm going to be interviewing a very special guest. And today we're talking about stepmothers. And my guest today is special in more ways than one. The first way is that she's actually my younger sister, Tammy, or Tambari. Tambari is her full name. Tambari, if you're Oguni, Tambari. But her name is Tammy, and she's my younger sister, and she is a stepmom, and I am very glad that she has agreed to be a guest on the podcast to talk about her experiences with being a stepmother. So, Tammy, could you please introduce yourself? Tell us who you are, what you do, and a little bit about your family life.
Yes, my name is Tambari. I am Berry's sister. I am the favorite of the family. On a day-to-day basis, my 9-to-5, I am an industrial engineer, and nighttime, I am a content creator / budding entrepreneur. And in the midst of all of that, I am also a wife to an amazing American man. And there's a reason why I said American, and you'll find out later. And I am also stepmom to his 6-year-old son.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that introduction. So yeah, we're here to talk about your experience of being a stepmom. So can you share a little bit about that brand? What is the Good Stepmother? What are you trying to do with that? Why did you start it?
All right. The Good Stepmother was birthed because I wanted to change the narrative of the evil stepmother that we see in media all the time. And even up until recently with Camilla and Harry.
I'm not going to say anything to that, but you know what? I'm team Harry and Meghan. Go ahead.
But yes, there is this weird, thanks to Disney, connotation that stepmothers aren't really there for the best interest of the child. And I really wanted to change that type of messaging and that type of noise. And the reason why it even came about and turned into this message was because when I got married and was completely immersed into stepmotherhood, I found that I was experiencing things that just, it didn't really make sense. It was a little unexpected. I had emotions that were completely new to me. And so no one around me could actually even understand my experience, not my husband, not family, because like some of the advice that they would give me, it didn't really fit well. And so then I went to Reddit and was looking for a step parents community, which was great initially, but it ended up being a sounding board for step parents to vent about the struggles of being a step parent. And as much as I felt seen and my emotions were validated, it was just way too much negative experiences of being a step parent and kind of painted a bleak future for me. And so I decided to kind of denounce that and take things into my own hands and create a positive experience for me as a stepmom. And so I decided to create an Instagram account, sharing words of encouragement, not only to myself, but any step parents out there who needed it. And that's how the community started growing, because again, even on Instagram, it's filtered with so much of the negative experiences of step parenthood. And I found that a lot of people needed that encouragement, needed that positive side of what it is to be a step parent. And yeah, that's just how it is how it is right now. And it's constantly evolving as I'm experiencing and growing as a stepmom.
Okay. So I think that's a very good platform that you have started. Guys, I should just tell you, okay, I was on Instagram a few months ago, and I'm not sure why this random account popped up on, it was either my feed or it was my explore page or something. And it had to do, it was the Good Stepmother. I'm like, what is this? So I clicked on the picture. And I think at that time, there were maybe three posts. And I looked at these three posts and I was just like, why does this look like something that is close to me? So I sent Tammy a DM. I was like, excuse me, is this person you? Is a Good Stepmother you? And she was like, yeah. I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, somehow I just intuitively knew that this was my sister. Because I mean, obviously, you guys know I'm not a stepmother. I am, well, a birth mother, yes. And my child does have a stepmother, which we're not going to talk about. We are not see. We are see. Okay? We are not trying to do anything negative or whatever here.
That's why people like me exist. Because right.
No comments. No comments. But anyway, I saw this thing and I was just like, I feel like I know this person and that was my sister. So I think that it's a good idea to propagate more positive stories and positivity surrounding stepmothers, because yes, you are right, like the stereotype is, you know, the evil stepmother, the Wicked Witch of the West, right? And I know you said it was Disney. It's not Disney, it was the fairy tales, Hans Christensen and the rest of them, I mean, yep. Whatever their names are, they're the ones that started. Well, okay, I want to say they started it. Maybe Disney continued it a little bit. Although Disney does portray some good stepmothers in like Enchanted. Yeah. Okay. And like The Parent Trap, I think.
How many? No. The Parent Trap, the potential stepmother was evil.
Oh, okay. Oops, sorry. But I do want to say that in African culture, kind of, there is also this negativity that's attached to stepmothers. And I almost want to say that it's mostly because, and you know, if somebody corrects me if I'm wrong, you know, via DM or something, but I feel like it's kind of has to do with men generally having affairs and then moving on to those women. And then these women are coming in as, you know, the other woman is now stepping into the role of stepmother. I feel like that happens quite a bit. And
it happens a lot outside of Nigerian culture, because that is one of the obstacles a lot of stepmoms experience here in America is. Some of them were the other woman.
I feel like it would be very, very interesting to see it statistic.
Yes, absolutely.
Like I would really like to, you know what? I would really, really like to see a survey of stepmothers that will say, you know, that will come in and explain how they became stepmothers. Were you there on the side? I know my sister was not on the side, guys. Just FYI, she was not on the side.
Was not.
Yes. But there are a few others that were. No comments. Anyway, yeah, I think that there's that connotation also coming from like African culture. And then also, I don't know if I will say this is, it's not like it's fairy tales, but like when you used to watch like Nollywood movies, you know, not only is the other woman coming in to, you know, take the married man, of which that also has its own issues, but we're not going to get into that. But they're also coming in and trying to make sure that the man's children or child from his first marriage or whatever. Like they're trying to get in the way of them, or they're trying to collect their husband's money, their new husband's money, or things like that. So I think that that also feeds into everything, of feeding into this negative stereotypes of stepmotherhood, of which, again, Tammy's here to change the narrative a little bit, do her own parts to show the positive side of stepmothering. So thank you for sharing about the good stepmother brand. But now, could you talk to your own experience of being a stepmother? Like, what have been some of the highs? What have been some of the lows? And how have you handled those?
I will say, let me start with the highs. I'll do both, because a lot of my experiences are both good and bad. So, for example, because Mommy Yo-Yo-Yo is centered around African moms, one of the lows of being a stepmom, specifically to an American child, is that I can't treat that child like a Nigerian mother.
Ah, right.
Yeah. Because I mean, he's not Nigerian. And so like I can't enforce certain Nigerian culture. Like I can't with like my own kids. And Brandon and I have already discussed that we're raising our children in a Nigerian and American home. Right. And where his son comes in is that he'll be exposed to Nigerian culture, but it's not necessarily like an expectation.
Right. And in that estimation, so I know that typically, you know, you want to treat all children the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and just approach parenting all children, whether they're from a different biological mom or whether they're from you. But because in this instance, like culture and in fact a completely different, you know, background, immigration comes into play, so there has to be that fine line of you are treating everybody the same, instilling the basic same values, but mm-hmm. there's a little bit of a difference with your stepson because there are different dynamics and factors at play.
Yes. Even when it comes to vocal tones, I know that the way I will talk to my kids is very different from how I talk to my stepkid. And that's because he didn't grow up with that. You know how Nigerians, we can be loud and a bit abrasive with our tone?
Sometimes. We love you all Nigerians. We love all Nigerians.
I mean, no, it's all love. And this is something that even my husband has had to learn, because there were times that he perceived me as being rude or giving him attitude, and for the longest time I was like, why is he upset about like these things that I'm saying, like normal things? And I found out that it wasn't what I was saying, but it was how I was saying it, because during the wedding period he thought one of my cousins was being rude and just being like really mean to me. I'm like, how'd you see that? Like, no, it's just how we talk. And then
that's how we talk to each other. It's all love.
Oh, okay.
It's all love. Don't you get it?
And so I'm glad we had that conversation, because now I'm allowed to even be even more Nigerian and, you know, less protective of my husband's feelings. But yeah, you know, with my stepkid, I mean, I'm slowly introducing him to that Nigerian type of communication. And you know, whenever like I tease him the way Nigerians do, I let him know, like, okay, you know, I'm playing right. And he's like, yeah, I know. I'm like, okay, good. He's gonna see me do this with my own children. I don't want him to be like, and I gotta tell another mom, like, yeah, so Tammy was doing this. I think he probably is exposed to this, that type of communication, because his uncle is married to a Jamaican woman.
Okay, and there are similarities.
Yes, I'm pretty sure, some of my characteristics he has seen before in his aunt. So I'm not too worried. It's his dad that's he is the one that's worried, that's like, because he's not used to it, and he hasn't been exposed to that type of banter.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's fair enough. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
You're welcome. A high is that I gained a son, quotes and quotes, right? That's a high. And he's a great kid. That's another high. I got blessed with a very well-behaved child who embraced me the first, honestly, within the first 5 minutes of meeting me. He actually even dropped the L bomb before his dad did.
Ah.
He did, yeah. And so that's been a high, getting to be involved in this child's upbringing and just seeing how he grows. It's really awesome. That maternal side of me is being fulfilled. But the low is that, again, quote unquote, I have gained the son who isn't necessarily mine. Biologically, he's not mine. Him not being mine biologically is a big thing, because yes, I'm a part of raising him, but there are boundaries that have to be set. And if this was my real child, I don't have boundaries. I can raise him however I like to. Not only are there boundaries that are invisible boundaries that are there's also another person's feelings that I have to protect, his mom. If he was my child, I'm not thinking about another mother and like trying to make sure I don't do this, that, and the other to offend this person. And so raising a child that isn't yours with an alive and present biological parent, you don't really get as much freedom as you'd like. And then having to experience the child kind of navigate this family dynamic. It's sometimes hard to watch, because you can see, like, sometimes he feels like he might be, how do I put this? There are certain things that he won't let himself do in order to protect his mom. For example, there was a show that he wanted to watch with me and his dad. And he said that he can't watch it though, because his mom said that that is their show and he doesn't want to make her feel bad. Yeah. And so these types of things, it's a low, because you're a kid, you shouldn't have to have this type of responsibility, especially at 4, 5, 6. He's turning 6. And so there's that. And then my biological parent sometimes she isn't the nicest person. And so having to deal with that type of energy is also a low. Having to question my movements is a low. Like going to school to pick up her son and she's there in the parking lot watching. That's weird.
So I should talk about this, right? Because I'm in the birth mother's shoes. I'm not talking about Tammy's stepson's mother. I'm saying I am a birth mom, right? My child has a stepmother who, you know what, honestly, I don't have to deal with, because one, she doesn't live in the same state. My ex-husband lives in a different state with his wife. And also, there's zero relationship between her and me. Zero. And I think that majority of that has to do with the past, and also with how my ex-husband handled the whole situation. And the thing is, whenever I talk to Tammy, you, my sister, about your struggles with, your stepmom's, your stepson's mother, I'm always trying to make sure that nobody ever sees me in that light. I don't want to be like the crazy stepmother, the crazy birth mother, or the crazy baby mamas. I see if anybody ever calls me baby mama in this life. I hate that term.
I hate that term too. I hate the fact that my baby mama is crazy. It's like, why?
Don't like that term. I don't like baby mama, the term. But you guys get what I'm trying to say is sometimes when, you know, because I feel like it's very easy for me as the birth mom to, it's very easy to not have the best outlook towards the stepmother, right? But then I have to think about my sister who is a stepmom, and I have to, and I'm trying to learn, learning over time, you know, how to extend more grace that way. I think it's also easier though, because they don't live here. So a lot of times it's out of sight, out of mind. If I had to deal with them on a one-on-one basis, like you guys have 50-50 custody almost, right? So I think that it'll be different in that way.
I'd like to interject. I also think it is the responsibility of the middle person, the father.
Yes.
To not only support his partner, mm-hmm. In dealing with being a stepmom, but also to communicate with the biological mom about, you know, the ongoings of the home and what stepmom is, how she's involved, and basically not you know, put anyone against anyone. Because what I see a lot of times is with these types of dynamics is that baby mama, bio mom and stepmom are fighting and the father is nowhere to be found.
Right.
And I feel like that's unacceptable.
Yeah. He's the middle man. He mm-hmm. should be able to stand up and be the go-between.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So you did already talk about it a little bit, like you mentioned it a tiny, tiny bit. But honest question, do you mm-hmm. think stepmoms really see their stepchildren as their own? Because I feel like there's this, I don't know if people are just trying to be politically correct or if they're actually being honest.
Most normal step parents, because there are the crazy ones out there. Most normal people, when entering a relationship with a parent, they want to be a parent to that child and want to treat that child like their own. They want to see that child as their own, which honestly sets them up for failure. That happened to me going in. I was like, you know, I see my stepson as my own, and reality hit and was like, hey, you're actually not this child's biological mother. And so I had to step back and not necessarily like not see him as my own, but is just redefine our relationship.
Okay. I'd ask, do you prefer the term stepmom or bonus mom?
I don't really mind either. Now, if I was to make merchandise for my brand moving forward, I would use bonus mom because it's a little bit more acceptable than stepmom. But again, I'm trying to fight the negative connotation to being a stepmom. Whereas bonus mom, I think people are more open to understanding that, okay, this mother isn't here to replace the real mom. She's an extra mom. She's a bonus mom.
Okay.
And honestly, that's a lot of relationships and family dynamics would be, there'd be less conflict if they actually realize this mother isn't here to replace you as a birth mom. She's an extra parent. And I even quoted somebody on my page once that, you know, it, or I think I mentioned it, that it's like, why would you want to reduce the amount of parental figures in a child's life? Like this child actually, sometimes it's a blessing that they get an extra parent, as an extra person to love and support this kid.
Right. Okay, so that kind of brings me into my next question, which is, what's your opinion on like the general rivalry between birth moms or biological moms and stepmoms? And do you think they can get along?
Yes, I think I'll answer that one first. I think biological moms and stepmoms can get along, but it takes two to tango.
Both of them have one. It does take two.
Yeah, if one person wants it and the other doesn't, it's not going to work.
Right.
Okay. And as far as the rivalry, the general rivalry that I see a lot is that biological mom feels like this new mom is coming to take her place, and she's insecure about that. And so she, you know, kind of acts out on it. The truth of the matter is that's usually not the case. This stepmom is just trying to be a mom. That is it. She's not trying to replace anybody else. She's not trying to love the child more than you love the child, because that's not possible. Mm-hmm. You guys already have that bond that is irreplaceable. They're just there to love and raise the kid. And it's really not about you, baby mama. I keep using the word baby mama, but that's just me projecting on the person in my life. Oh man. That's because she's just done some stuff recently that I'm just like, Lord, Jesus, take the wheel.
Oh, yes. Please pray for Jesus to come and take the wheel in this situation.
But I actually did share a video on Instagram about this mom and stepmom who have a shared TikTok of them hanging out and doing things together. And I shared it. And a lot of stepmoms want that. They want to have a good relationship with the biological mom. Not all. They're the ones who, like, you know, as you said, they came in to steal the man. And, like, you know, they're like, they're there. The evil stepmoms, they're there. But generally, we want peace with the child's mom because it's for the child's best interest.
I should be politically correct now and just say, okay, fine. When we say steal the man, like, nobody can be stolen. The man went willingly, right?
True.
Although, you know, we're Africans, yeah. Some people do juju. So, hey, guys, let's just be real. Okay, let's just be real. But Tammy, just quickly, do you have any advice for any woman who is dating a man with children and could eventually become a stepmom? What can she do in preparation?
Over-communicate your thoughts and how you feel about potentially becoming a stepmom to your future husband. That's very important because then he'll be there to support you whenever you're feeling whatever feelings you feel as your journey goes. Also, remember to put the child's interests before anyone else when it comes to handling that kid. Set your ego aside because you will fall into the temptation of, like, you know, well, you want to be mom, you want to be this, that, and the other. It's about the kid at the end of the day. Oh, I also, one more advice for people who are already stepmoms or about to be stepmoms. It's best if you actually, like, let the child lead instead of you leading the relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, because that way the kid will end up defining the relationship you and him or her have.
Right.
It's not going to be forced. There's a less tendency of full-on rejection. Even if that rejection happens, again, just let the child lead. And what you can do is try and bond with the child based off of what the child wants to do. I found that that is very effective. And okay. I've seen other moms chime in this exact same tactic as far as building a good relationship with the stepchild.
Okay. And I was going to ask just, I guess, very last thing. Does he call you stepmom, bonus mom, extra mom, auntie? Like, my child calls her stepmother auntie.
That is a very Nigerian thing to do. And I've never understood it. And I've never liked it.
They cannot call them by their name. In Nigeria, yeah. We don't call people by names.
We can call people by their names. But I've just always found it weird whenever I'd see kids call their stepmothers auntie.
What should they call them in Nigeria? Considering that anyone who's older than you is auntie anyway.
Well, I mean, these are experiences from Americans, but they come up with different mother type names. So, like, mama instead of mom. Like, if they call mom, they'll call stepmom mama or mimi.
Sorry, my Nigerianness. No, my child cannot call somebody else mother. Sorry. And you know what? If by chance you people listen to, and I know who I'm talking to when I say people, if by chance you guys hear this message, sorry, that's just how I feel. Okay. Sorry. I think I've not gotten to the point where I'm like, okay, yeah, great. You know, yeah. For now, no, sorry.
I completely understand. And I feel like you are, and all, like, biological moms are entitled to feeling that type of way, because that's, like, that's a special bond between you and your kids. Like, your mommy, your mom. But yeah, I mean, My kid knows that I'm stepmom. I'm not, you know, mom. He understands how I came into his life and how that's different from his mom. He understands that when I have children with his dad, you know, that's my children are going to call me mom or mommy, and it's going to be a different relationship. I also think I got blessed with a socially, emotionally intelligent kid.
Mm-hmm.
So he's able to understand these things. So I think I kind of got it. I got it easy with my stepkid. Other moms, I've heard stories. It's very complicated.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but would you recommend like family therapy for like, I guess, the new family unit?
Who is involved in this family unit?
You as the stepmom, the child, and then the child's father. I'm not saying invite the birth mom into it. I feel like that's her prerogative if she wants to follow you guys and do, or I don't know.
I think at least for my situation right now, family therapy isn't needed.
Okay.
Again, like I said, I got blessed with a child who loved me from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you know, he has said some things that are questionable. And I understand that he definitely is carrying some burdens
mm-hmm.
that a 6-year-old shouldn't be carrying. But I also think that part of the responsibility of a parent is to make sure that a child doesn't carry those burdens.
Okay. Sorry, I have a couple more questions that just came into mind. And I know we're almost down to the wire. But your opinion on when you as potential stepmother gets to meet the child or children,
mm-hmm.
and do you think the father should inform the birth mother, FYI, I'm in a relationship or I'm about to get married, here's the situation. Should the father talk to the other parents before introducing the stepmother to the child or this partner to the child? Or like, just what are your thoughts?
Oh yeah, the father definitely should give the child's mother a heads up, because this is somebody who is you're introducing into the child's life on a permanent basis. This is somebody that's going to be raising and influencing this kid. The same way, you know, like mom and dad know who the kid's friends are, who the kid's teachers are. They should know, okay, who's this person that's going to be living with my kid? Right. So yeah, father definitely should. If he doesn't, that's I think that's incredibly irresponsible. It's not even for the best interest for the child as well. And then, sorry, what was the other one?
It was when to meet the child. And I guess it also depends on like the age, but like when to meet the child, it should be, at least in my estimation, when you guys are serious and you know for sure that this could 100% lead to marriage. Or
I agree. Yes, there is. Yeah, there's no like that tangible time period, but it is when you are potentially seeing this person as part of your family, or like at least like going the distance, because some people don't do marriage. Yeah, when you are certain that this person is going to be a part of your life for the long run, that's when you should then open up the discussion with the biological mom. So you know, like, hey, FYI, this person's in my life, and I'd like to introduce her to my son or daughter.
And to be clear, it's not like they're asking for permission. They're just giving you, it's FYI, it's for your information. It's for informational purposes only.
Yes.
Okay. So can you tell us where we can find you online for now?
For now, you can find me at Good Stepmother on Instagram.
Is it Good Stepmother or The Good Stepmother?
It's at Good Stepmother. The brand is The Good Stepmother. The Good Stepmother handle was taken.
Oh, okay. So look for her on Instagram at Good Stepmother. You're just on Instagram for now?
For now, yes. I do have a YouTube page, but there's nothing there.
Okay. Cool, no problem. Well, thank you very much for being my guest today, Miss Tammy. I appreciate your time, and I think we had a pretty good discussion. I think so.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I chilled up a lot, but that's because I just have a lot to say about this.
Well, I mean, it is your experience, and this is what this podcast is here for, is for people to talk about their real stories. And you know what? I am proud of you. It's very, very, to be honest, being your big sister is still very weird to see you with like a child. You know, not be like, first of all, you didn't give birth to the child too, but you're still like somebody's mom, you know, stepmom still, but it's still very like, wow. Sometimes I sit down in my room and I'm just like, wow, Tammy is like somebody's mother, Sha.
Sometimes I'm like that as well. The other day, Dante referred to me as his mom, and then he's like, "I mean, you know what I mean? Not my mom, mom, but mom." I was like, "Okay."
Wow.
Oh,
Let his mother not hear.
no,
Listen, guys, I'm only saying that because I've heard the stories, you know, but I think it's just really, really weird navigating motherhood and
it is.
stepmother. Well, thank you very much, Miss Tambari. I appreciate you so much as a guest and also as my sister. I love you.
You too, and I'm so proud of what you're doing with this podcast, and I am extremely honored that you even thought of me to be on here. Again, I am just looking forward to what Mommy Oyoyo will become in the future, and I'm excited for you.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a wonderful evening. And everyone, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Make sure you check out at Good Stepmother on Instagram and follow the growth and expansion in the coming months and years. Bye.
Bye.
So if you enjoyed listening to this episode, I think that other ones you might be interested in would be episode 5, Not Your Typical African Father, where I spoke to my friend Osi about his stint as a single dad before getting married. I also think you'll like episode 25, which is where a friend of mine talked about life as a single mother. And the same friend, Ibube, she talked about dating as a single mom in episode 67. Another episode that I think you'll enjoy is episode 31, where Vera talked about being a divorced African mother. And my episode where I talked about being a single mom, so single mom life, which is episode 54. And finally, I think you'll also like episode, well, not finally, sorry, episode 67. I talked about my co-parenting experience. And finally, episode 69, I talked about it takes a village to raise a child. So I think that these episodes would be interesting for you to listen to if you enjoyed this one. Those are again episodes 5, 25, 31, 54, 67, 68, and 69. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Thank you for listening to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast, real conversations about motherhood for the modern African woman. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe to Mommy Oyoyo on your preferred podcast player, share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To keep up and join our conversations online, you can follow on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Mommy Oyoyo. Also, check out our website at www.mommyoyoyo.com and feel free to send feedback via email to mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and I'll catch you next time.